And welcome all. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And I am Catherine Davis. I am sitting here behind the mic and I'm staring into a screen. My guest is joining by Zoom. And many of you are familiar with Araceli Inouye Brown, who has been one of the leading figures at the New York Open Center for many, many, many years. Many years. Maybe I'm saying that too many. But she is joining me, and we are going to be talking about the New York Open Center. We spoke a little bit about this a few weeks ago with Ross, the executive director of the Open Center. But as a plebe, you know, one of the regular folk, it's always good to speak to another worker, creator, fundamental, foundational support for many years, almost generations. I really enjoy having you on joining me today, Araceli. Thank you.
Oh, hi. I am good. And yes, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Open Center. You know, the Open Center has been around for about 38 years. And it is really remains the only true leading urban center in holistic thought across the United States, primarily because it's been situated in New York City. So the majority of holistic centers are retreat centers. And generally, it's considered more of a vacation place. The option that the Open Center always gave, it's open to the everyday person every single day of the week. And it could be for an evening class, a series class, a training that could go on for a year and be certified in some modality or in some training like meditation or music or the art of dying, for example, to become a death doula. Now, it distinguishes itself as being that kind of organization in an urban setting. And at the same time, I mean, we also have international people who will travel to New York to experience what the Open Center has had to give over about really almost four decades now. I've been with the center since 93. And, you know, in the past years, it's a nonprofit organization. It's always had its struggle because most nonprofits in New York have their struggle. That's just the way it is. But during the pandemic, I think that the center was challenged the most, and it has had had to meet its challenges, which I felt that it did successfully, because in 2020, when the whole city went down, the Open Center in March of 2020 took all its programming that was in a catalog, a physical catalog that everybody loved, as far as our audience, and it turned everything online. And once that happened, we sort of had to also let go of our physical site because it was too much of a burden at the time. And we think that, you know, during the past 2 to 3 years now, almost basically, all kinds of things have been happening. So the center has been reworking its future now. And, you know, there are many needs, staffing and so on, and how a nonprofit can maintain itself. I think it's done a Herculean type of effort to establish and keep going. But at this time, I think that anyone who appreciates or has ever attended the Open Center or has always thought about it as, you know, it's a figure that's there to stay. It's, you know, a mainstay, an identification mark of alternative thinking in New York City. And yes, I didn't go to classes all the time, but I know what it means and what it represents. And I wanted to continue just because of that alone. It's an important time to even just attend an evening class, a full day class, whatever you can. Within the next week or so, we have a certain time period right now that, you know, there needs to be some sort of a statement, because we have to sort of plan for the center to come back in its full glory in a physical state, meaning finding a location. And for the fall, which is really a plan, and we truly believe we're going to be able to do this well, but we also need to hear from the audience, because I know over the years I've spoken to you, the audience, and you have heard me and maybe experienced some of the courses that were there. I mean, we had a lot of fun. We had big events, small events, whatever came up. And if you truly enjoyed it, please show your support in any way you can. Greatly appreciated. You could always call the Open Center number, which is 212-219-2527. And you leave a message, somebody will get to that message within that day. And you can go online also. You'll look through the website. You'll see if there's something for donation, or maybe you want to leave a message of appreciation, or however that is. But it's good to hear and good to know if the work that the center has done has truly been of value to you. So,
yeah. And I just want to say that I've been engaged with the Open Center for a long time, even before I knew you, before you were a producer on the radio for a time, before, you know, I would go to the Open Center when it was on Spring Street. But even with the different moves, I have been very grateful, because it has helped me to deepen my own practice. I studied with Elena Avila, and we went to Mexico during one of those events. And we were able, and I was able to study healing practices and ritual practices of the Curandisma tradition. I studied with Sergio Magaña, and I learned over a long period of time how to do the Aztec healing practices. So I'm saying this because you bring in, or historically, people who have come in are legitimate, well-standing, highly accomplished teachers and practitioners. And it's been a real opportunity for those of us who live in New York but are not able to always travel to these destinations to connect with these healers, don't even have the wherewithal to find out who to connect with should we travel to those countries. So I just think that it is an institution that is worth preserving, worth having for New Yorkers. And I know, Araceli, you were instrumental in bringing and broadening the culture and the presentation of African, South American, even from Italy. I remember doing a class on the Black Madonna. So it's just that it's been such a wonderful selection of programs, and the potential of that continued growth. I just feel it is very important for New Yorkers. And while being online, that means you could be living anywhere and make these connections. So, and I've been teaching myself at the Open Center for, I don't know how long, maybe 5-7 years?
More. I mean, you know, off and on, but you've been maybe with the center at least for a decade.
Yeah. So I've been teaching there for a long time, and it's been a very nourishing environment, a very supportive environment. And I have always loved the staff, you know, the folks behind the desk, the technical staff. When we were live, they would help set up the room and make sure everything was ready. Now the support is online, but it's kind of an amazing environment of people who are dedicated to making the world a better place. And so that's very much in harmony with the listeners of this program and on this radio station. And so as an effort to participate in the fundraising for the Open Center, all of the teachers and presenters, not all, but as many as could, put together a series of programs for June to help the open center. So we're all doing it, you know, gratis to help the center, so that when you register, your registration goes directly into that pool of fundraising for the open center. So those of you who would like can go in and register for, there are about 4 or 5 programs still remaining. And I'm sure there'll be another crop of them, at least I'm hoping.
Yeah.
The idea is that the Open Center is kind of on the ropes. It's really at a deadline where we have to make an effort to keep the center thriving and growing in New York City. And so I wanted to bring it to you because I know our listeners are caring, compassionate people. And though we may not all be rich, and most of us are not, we can do what we can. So there's a possibility of just going directly and making a small donation or a monthly donation, or for those who can, a big donation, or you can register for one of these programs and continue to support through those programs going forward. Yeah, the partnership between our institutions has gone back quite a while as well. So, yeah, I'm really happy to be able to be here at this juncture and participate in the ongoing building back of the Open Center.
This idea, yeah, this is true, I think, for a lot of organizations right now. And you just have to plan to come back bigger and better. So, but...
Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go. Thank you. 'cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this heart is blue.
I want to also talk about you and your contribution to the center has been great from very different perspectives, also in assisting me also with the radio show. And you've had many of the Open Center presenters on the show, but also you've taught at the Open Center. And Catherine is going to be teaching at the Open Center online. So are we ready to talk about that?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Let people know.
Now, Catherine has been basically, she's trained, I think you've trained about, is it more than 35 years of experience as a teacher of Qigong and other meditations?
Yeah, I would say that it's more than 35 years. I mean, I've been doing it, well, actually, when I came out to whom I was searching. But I would say that I've been professionally working with energy, healing, and Qigong 35 to 40 years.
Great. So, I mean, you already mentioned some of the different types of energetic trainings you've had, working with Toltec shamanic or Aztec training, Cherokee-based Sandalin technique. And also, we know you're certified by the Oregon College of Oriental Medicine because you basically took this very seriously, because you studied in the U.S. and you also went to China to study. Which is the root of such a wide and massive amount of teaching and practice from a spiritual perspective, a healing perspective, and you're a very hands-on, practical person. Mm-hmm. Now, you have things that people may have heard, like terms that apply to Qigong, which is soaring crane, jade body. I don't know that much about turtle longevity. And you're basically, your training is based on people who are masters, and this is a lineage type of work, which is important because I feel that that also goes towards indigenous, people and how they keep knowledge from 1,000 years ago, continuing on. And they pass on that knowledge through transference of energy and, you know, verbal knowledge and knowledge about the earth and so on. So you are one of those people that carry this knowledge and greatly appreciate it. Also being a person of color, because there aren't as many representatives that I know about with your type of experience. Now, I know you also currently teach at Studio Maya in Brooklyn. So, you know, if people feel like it's also something you want to take on a daily basis or weekly basis. And then also, I don't know, we may have this old information about a forthcoming book, Harness the Natural Rhythms of Life, that you are an author of?
Yeah, it's still forthcoming.
Okay.
I haven't found a publisher yet.
Okay, and then we have, of course, you have this lovely show at 11 a.m. on Friday mornings at WBAI, and you're also on PRN-FM, also an online radio program.
That is PRN.live now.
No, okay.
Yeah, and that is Gary Knoll's radio station, PRN.live, the Progressive Radio Network.
Excellent. So now I wanted to really talk just a little bit about the class tomorrow, because I think it's a great opportunity for the everyday person. And we just call it Qigong self-care. Now, You're going to talk about revitalizing the body using Qigong, of course, using traditional Chinese medicine, all based in Buddhist mindfulness, Taoist longevity, all these exercises and moving meditation practices. So the workshop is basically going to give you technique about how to practice, I feel easily, relaxation techniques for the everyday mind, mind calming routines for restful sleep, detoxification practices, immune building, energy revitalization process, healing sounds and movement routines for your organ health, which is very fascinating to me. And I've always heard of walking meditations, which you're going to explain more a little bit about that a little bit further on. And there is a term that I don't understand called washing the Buddha. What exactly is that?
Well, washing the Buddha is a smaller introductory form to a form called Jade Body Qigong. So essentially the Qigong that I have studied and that I teach are in three categories along three different lineages. One is a Buddhist lineage, which is more about mindfulness, paying attention to the energetic flow of the body, your integration with the world. And so it's more about uplifting on, I would say, a spiritual level is primary what it is.
Okay.
And washing the Buddha is a Buddhist form, and it's about cleansing your energy field of toxic, thoughts, toxic implants, we pick up all this debris, and it's in our energy field, and it begins to create a toxic mind state or a toxic emotional state. And washing the Buddha is like bringing yourself back into that purified state so that you can maintain your life, a quality of life that many of us aspire to.
I do know that you gave us a note that you said that participants to this workshop are going to receive bonus video links so they can see you practice the work, or basically you can practice with Catherine on your own. And there's going to be a 3-day mix and match Qigong practice set, which is about 3 hours. In addition, there's a 1-day session that you have down here. Session sets are segmented so that the components can be reconfigured.
So essentially, I teach online. In fact, I teach 1 to 4 classes a week online. Mm-hmm. And so it's a selection from those classes. They're each 55 minutes to an hour long. So you can go through those hours 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. But they're segmented so that you don't have to do the same thing every day. So you could do the meditation from day one, the movement from day two, the cleansing exercise from day three, so that it may seem complicated, but it's just so that you can play with it over a longer period of time and not just repeat, repeat, repeat.
Oh, so basically you can customize it also to your liking.
Yeah, and so some people may prefer to do a meditation. Another person may be working, so they would do the 3 meditations. Another person may want to do ailments and need to detoxify. So within the 3 hours would be 3 different detoxification exercises. So that's how it's like that. So you could do meditation, detoxification, upliftment in 1 day, or you can play over. So essentially you'll have 9 segments to mix and match.
That's a lot of time, because I think it's almost in value of $75 or more, and this you get for free.
Yeah.
So that's part of the class. That's excellent.
Yeah, well, now, I wanted to really motivate people because desire to keep the Open Center going. So I wanted to make it juicy.
Now, I just want to ask you, when you first took Qigong, how did you get inspired to take this study on as a lifelong practice?
Well, I stumbled on it by accident. I used to be in the running and walking club started by Gary Null. And okay. I trained as a marathoner, race walking as a marathoner.
Oh, that's news to me.
Yeah, and I would go to the park. We would meet on Sundays, and we would do our long-distance training. You know, there would be a schedule during the weeks, but, you know, on and off, you would train one day on, one day off, and Sunday was the long day. And at that point, I don't remember the year, but it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a long walk. And so I had been familiar with Qigong, and I understood Qigong and had taken, you know, some studies in it. But it was at that point that I encountered a teacher who was doing Soaring Crane Qigong, which is a medical Qigong based on traditional Chinese medicine.
Okay.
And I stumbled upon this class. A friend, you know, grabbed my elbow, and we went to it. And I was amazed because I had done road work that day, maybe 18 miles, 18, 19 miles. I was exhausted. And I didn't think I could do the class. But at the end of the class, I actually felt better than I did before I started doing the walk. So I was like, well, I really feel restored.
Hmm.
And so that was my first really deep experience with it. And then I studied with that teacher. And then from her, I went to her teacher, which was Chen Hui Shen, who was the teacher at the Oregon College of Oriental Medicine. And I became certified from her in that school. And I traveled with her to mainland China. This is where she was born, mainland China. And when she lived in China, she was a translator. So she was an English translator. So it was an exquisite opportunity to go and study, because the teachers were speaking in Chinese, but my teacher was actually a professional translator of Chinese to English and back. So we were able to go at a very deep level. And I went three times, summers, and we traveled across the mainland China. I'm not sure if it's possible today. And studied with different masters of Qigong in that way. And then came back and became certified in all those forms. So I teach maybe 12 to 15 forms, but I focus on about 3, 4, 5 forms because they're easily conveyed to people who are not so familiar with the practice. And actually, the Qigong self-care was created because I did a lot of work in, community work. I had a full-time job, so I would do classes at the Riverside Church for like 19 years. I was doing churches there, classes there, working with the community homeless people. I've done work with the Veterans Administration. I've gone to shelters. So I did a lot of work over about 20 years working with people who don't have the opportunity to take on these classes and these trainings because they tend to be very expensive.
Yeah.
So I decided to, because I've seen and worked with a spectrum of these trainings, I've picked out those things that are relatively easier to convey and basic so that people can learn them without the overcomplication. And so I've put together this selection of routines that each in themselves could be done in from 5 to 15 minutes. But the combination of them, you would use them based on what was necessary, what you needed to heal within your body. So you wouldn't have to go into this immersion travel and get certified though I do certify teachers as well. But so that if you have high blood pressure, there's a series of remedies in your practices that you can do to work with that. If you have liver dysfunction or heart dysfunction or kidney dysfunction, there are very specific medical routines we can do to help people to heal. And I work with people sometimes pre-surgery and after surgery. And so I've worked with people and are working with people who have been diagnosed with cancer or going through chemotherapy, coming out of chemotherapy. Some people choose not to do it. But, you know, working with the person's choice, we help them to rebuild the immune system through these practices. So it's not a panacea. It's not an instant cure. It's like you have to breathe every day. You have to eat every day. You have to drink water every day. And we actually need to manage our energetics every day in order to support and build our health.
Well, you have 10 points that you're going to run through in this class. Now, I just need an explanation of the Qigong theories in yin yang and five elements. Knowing that, is that a technique or how does that help someone?
Well, and that's not a major part of the class, but it basically explains the science that is used in these practices. So traditional Chinese medicine is different than Western medicine. Acupuncture works on a different system than allopathic medicine. So it's understanding, it's going into a deeper understanding of how our body works, what are these points and fields, and how do we balance. So yin-yang is the theory of balancing energies. So the yin energy is earth energy, the yang energy is cosmic energy. And they flow through our body all the time. And you don't want too much yin or too much yang. You need a balance. And a lot of the practices are to bring that balance.
So you're basically teaching a foundational change in mindset so that you can understand healing from another perspective and something that people can do on their own, which doesn't put them in any danger, but can have quite enough healing effects that you can see the difference.
Yeah, I mean, and it's because people are unfamiliar with Qigong more than they used to be. But there is real science behind it. There are studies around it. There are decades of studies, both in the United States and China and other places, that have shown its impact, its potential, and its positive impact. And so we don't make any claims, but there is a science behind it, and I want to be able to at least give people enough of a foundation to understand what they're doing when we do these exercises so that they're not performative.
Right.
And so that they can understand how these connections are made with a broad spectrum of energies. And also it's important to understand how the mind state, the emotional state, and impacts our health. And there's a lot of studies on stress and its impact on health. Well, this is part of the understanding energetically, how is it that stressful situations are changing our health. And in the allopathic system, we usually catch these problems towards the end stage. But energetically, when we're working, we can begin to catch the problems at the beginning stages. And that's why a little deeper understanding is needed so that people can absorb what they'll be learning.
So you're basically going to be teaching 5 to 10 minute exercises. For example, you have here mind calming routine for restful sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see something else here. The you have a practice for detoxification, and then you have a practice for immune building routines. And generally, most people would think, oh, well, if I detox, I'm building up my immune system. But not necessarily.
Not necessarily. And I think this is true in all healing systems. You have to moderate your detoxification. You can't detox more than your body can tolerate, or you put yourself into a healing crisis.
There we go.
So sometimes when you're working with your health, you need to actively work on building your immune system. So that could be eating right, drinking good juices, taking nutrition. But there are also exercises. For instance, the one we're going to be covering is the bone marrow cleanse, which is a Shaolin Buddhist practice. And what that does is it brings the energy through the bone marrow to help dissolve the impurities and build the systems of the cleansing cells, you know, the blood cells, so that we can have a stronger immune system. So where the Qigong is not quite as fragmented as medicine, so if you're working through this process, it also It detoxifies, it cleanses the immune system as it builds it up. So that there's a cleansing part and there's a building up part within the same exercise.
And that is also a separate part, which is energy revitalization process, which again, you would think it's in there, but it's a separate process.
Well, when we learn the Qigong form, a lot of these things are in all of the forms.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to present it in such a way so that people can recognize what's happening, what the purpose of something is. So in 10 minutes, you could learn more than you can learn in an hour if you're just understanding the fundamentals. And then based on these fundamentals, you could go on to study any kind of Qigong, and you'll have a strong foundation for being able to go forward. And this course is a workshop, so it will cover a lot, but gratefully the Open Center is recording it. It is online, and people will have access to the recording.
Yeah.
And I offer these classes as well online on a weekly basis, so people can connect still or ask questions or go deeper should they want to.
Well, I'm particularly fascinated by the organ health routines that you have and the bone marrow cleanse, because the bone marrow cleanse, isn't that also getting at the heart of when people develop cancer? And it's sort of hard to see until it's in last stages, whereas you want to maintain your bone marrow health.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's true of everything. I mean, even nervous disorders like MS, you know, that's when the myelin sheath dissolves from the spine and the nerve endings get blocked and lose their sensitivity. And because the nerve endings are breaking down, it can impact the mind, it can impact motor skills, it can impact the ability to speak and to talk. So there's a lot of things that are happening with the spine. You want to maintain your spinal health. And so as we're doing the bone marrow cleanse, we're impacting the immune system, we're impacting the nervous system. And as we do that, that bringing towards health is circulated through the whole body, because the bone marrow circulates into the healing process, into the bloodstream. The nervous system circulates throughout the whole body. So it's a simple exercise that has an impact on many systems.
And just to get to wrapping this up a bit, I just wanted to ask you something a bit more personal. And that is, in all the years that you've studied it and practiced it, might you say that it saved you in some points of your life?
In many ways, I would say that, because when I grew up with many challenges and had a lot of angst, and in many ways was, I would say, I won't say suicidal, but I thought about suicide a lot growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been kind of a deep comfort on that psycho-spiritual level for me personally. And mm-hmm. I've been able to relieve a lot of the physical issues. I worked for a long time under very stressful conditions, a lot of chaos and conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got very ill. You know, I'm still kind of chunky, but I was really seriously overweight. I had developed a lot of high blood pressure. I was doing a lot of bad habits. I was just not living healthy due to the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, this is great.
And I was able to incrementally bring my own health back. And the real turning point for me was at one point when, I don't want to get into the particulars, but people I cared about were being hurt by the politics, and I was very distraught. And I left the building. This is when we were back in another location. And I was walking along with, you know, someone, and then all of a sudden I could feel my whole system break down. And, you know, I think I was entering into what might have been a pre-stroke condition. You know, I was stumbling, I couldn't walk.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't able to talk well. So, and this was early in some of the deeper healing training. So I just, rather than push through it, I did the Qigong way, which was to stop and focus. So I sat down on the sidewalk, brought my attention inward, and started doing my routine. So the way Qigong works, you can move the qi with your intention and with your mind, which is how sick people can do it if they're bedridden. And you can also use your arms and movement. But I was just working my mind and pulling my qi down and pulling my qi down. So when I say pulling my qi down, it means that when your pressure is stuck in the head, it can cause problems. If the pressure is building and building and building. So I kept moving the flow of the energy. And it took me about a half an hour, maybe 45 minutes to get back to being able to get up and walk again and get back to the station. So that was a rather intense experience for me.
Especially since you were on the street.
Yeah, I mean, this is New York. You could do what you want. So I just sat on the sidewalk and, you know, was doing my thing. And then it took me about a year to fully recover. So if anyone were to listen to, and even now, there's still a little bit of slurring, but there was a while where I couldn't really talk well, and there were other issues that I was dealing with. And because I'm medical phobic, I was like, well, I can walk, I can drink, I can breathe, I'm not going to the doctor. I don't recommend that for people.
No, I'm glad you said, you know, and I didn't just push through it, I decided to stop. Because that's what we all do, we just go, oh, you know.
So I did that, and I worked through it, and I was able to recover. I would say it took me about a year to, I won't say fully recover, because I don't know that anyone fully recovers. You change, do things like that. But I have personally found it valuable, and I've worked with people who say they find it valuable. So I'm hoping that it would be valuable to those who would want to check it out.
Call and leave a message at 212-219-2527.
And the website is opencenter.org. And I enjoy teaching online. It's actually very intimate and personal, more than in a class a big class where people are scattered across the room. But on Zoom, you can look into people's eyes and feel their energy. So I rather like that platform.
Okay.
I want to give the website, you'll be able to click from my website onto the Open Center, but also see the other things that I'm offering there. And it's Dao Qigong Life, DAOQIGONGLIFE.com. And you can make that connection. And you could always email me at my regular email if you missed any of this info, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. But let's give the information again for the Open Center, Araceli.
Sure, it's opencenter.org, and you can definitely give us a call at 212-219-2527 or go online to www.opencenter.org.
Forgive the world.
And so, Araceli, what thoughts would you like to leave folks with? Because I know that you are also a person very deeply connected to healing, especially with regard to our pets. So I look forward to talking to you as you develop your practice on teaching us how to navigate the healthcare system for pets, as well as what kind of natural remedies work and what kind of unnatural remedies should we avoid. So we'll have that coming up in the future. But what would you like to share with our listeners at this time?
Well, I mean, just bringing up that point about pets or animals in the life of a human, and that is that I always associate them with, for them to make us a little bit more humane, because surely there are no blocks or defenses, so we can show who we are with them, hopefully not in a bad way, but always in a good way. And I think most of the time they bring out our compassion, our need to assist others, and they in turn, I think, work for us in a very spiritual way, which is unseen, and that is too bad, but it's something that we should learn to recognize, that they are assisting us in more ways than just being in physical presence, and how we can maneuver the everyday life of, you know, maybe hospitals, maybe understanding how we can help them on our own when they're not doing well. So there's a variety of things to look at.
So I heard the last 10 minutes and I was very impressed and interested in your Qigong and how it addresses high blood pressure and all of the rest of it was very interesting. And it's also interesting what you said about feeling that you liked the Zoom medium better than large classes. And I can see how that would be appealing. So again, thank you very much, Kathy. And
thank you for your call. I so appreciate it. And thank you for that. And sadly, we're out of time. So we will come back to this again. And I look forward to talking to you, Araceli, about healing pets. Now, I use energy on my pets. My cats are so spoiled now. They'll go up to me and they'll like just, you know, back up and put up their little butt or put up their shoulders and demand energy. So I almost have to give them Reiki every day. They love it. So this is a good way to go. So I'm going to close with a bit of music. Did you have something final you wanted to share, Araceli?
Yes, I just wanted to ask you if they wanted to hear the whole show, if they missed it and they came in at the end.
Oh, yeah, it will be on the archive. And okay. For those who send me an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, I can send a link. And I also just sent out a mailing in which I have one of the healing sounds, the sound for summer, which heals the heart. Be happy to send people that video as well. But we gotta run. Thank you so much, Araceli.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now, and we'll talk again soon. Some lace and paper flowers.